wake up, you're going to wake up. If you're not ready, you're going to stay pretending that you're just a little, poor little me. And since you're all here and engaged in this sort of inquiry and listening to this sort of lecture, I assume that you're all on the process of waking up. Or else you're teasing yourselves with some kind of flirtation to waking up, which you're not serious about. But I assume maybe you are not serious but sincere, that you are ready to wake up.
Thank you. way to manipulate people's thoughts. The other seemed to me to be this sort of ADD society in which the sort of like game. So the us has created this sort of feedback loop that you compare to drugs. We know for a fact that what all of these systems do, every single one, is it exploits our own natural tendencies in human to get that.
Tools that are ripping apart the social fabric of how society works.
That is truly where we are. And I would encourage all of you, as the future leaders of the world, to really internalize how important this is. If you feed the beast, that beast will destroy you. If you push back on it, we have a chance to control it and break it. It is a point in time where people need to hard break from some of these tools and the things that you rely on.
Thank you. Instead, what it really is fake, brittle popularity that's short-term and that leaves you even more, and admit it, vacant and empty before you did it. Because then it forces you into this vicious cycle where you're like, what's the next thing I need to do now? Because I need it back. Think about that compounded by 2 billion people. And then think about how people react and the perception of others. It's just really bad. Psychology and physiology in a way that now you have to use to go and figure out how to be productive in the commercial world.
And I think that if you get too desensitized and you need it over and over and over again, then you become actually detached from the world in which you live.
You become callous, you become...
Thank you.
feedback loops that we have created are destroying how society works.
We all have never taken a step back and actually asked ourselves, how should we be interacting with these things now, 7 years into it? And what should we be expecting of the internet at large? Look, the reality may be the entire business model of the internet may be fundamentally somewhat broken, right? Because we allow ourselves to get interacted with in ways where we don't necessarily control the medium or the messenger.
And we are not putting up any barriers to ever give yourself any downtime for that either.
Exactly. And so it may mean that we all collectively need to figure out, not just individuals, but also the companies, also governments, quite honestly, how different business models need to exist so that we can actually divorce ourselves.
People need to hard break from some of these tools and the things that you rely on. The short-term dopamine-driven feedback loops that we have created are destroying how society works. No civil discourse, no cooperation, misinformation, mistruth. Bad actors can now manipulate large swaths of people to do anything you want.
He's not the only social media executive blowing the whistle. Former Facebook president Sean Parker recently said the initial goal was to get people hooked.
You're exploiting a vulnerability in human psychology. The inventors, creators, understood this consciously, and we did it anyway.
We have to hold the tech industry accountable.
Jim Steyer is founder of Common Sense Media.
They, in many cases, have ignored the consequences, some of the downsides of some of the innovations they've brought to our society.
You don't realize it, but you are being programmed.